to somewhere, where would you like to go back to? Northumberland. Yep. That's one. Italy. Any advance on Northumberland or Italy? Sri Lanka. That's a good one. And all these places, they can have particular meaning to us. And so places and kind of our association with places can be really important. So today we're going to explore that remarkable encounter on a road between two complete strangers. And we're also going to think about how our encounters with other people, how our experiences that we have with other people have really significant effects on our lives. So let's just listen to the story of Philip and the official, which Lexi is going to read for us now.
Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go towards the south, to the road that goes down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, the court official of the Candace, queen of Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it, and he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Then he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now, the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, like a lamb silent before his shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, justice was denied him. Who could describe his generation? For life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, do the prophets say about this and himself, or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with the scripture, he proclaimed to him with the good news of Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them went down to Philip, and the eunuch went down into the water. Philip baptized of him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him with no more and went on his way rejoicing.
Philip could have given all sorts of different answers to that question. He could have been a bit of a coward. Philip might have said, "Well, there's this apostle back in Jerusalem called Peter. He's a really incredible speaker. He's really knowledgeable about God's word. You should go and listen to him." Or maybe Philip could have said, "I'd love to share with you all about that passage, but I'm really hungry. I'm tired from traveling on this hot desert road. Why don't you come back tomorrow at the same time and we'll have a chat then?" But thankfully, Philip was obeying Jesus, obeying his instructions. And he had the wisdom to see that this Ethiopian man was truly seeking God. So the man invites Philip to come and sit in the chariot with him, and he immediately accepts. And the passage the Ethiopian was reading from Isaiah. Then he turns to Philip and says, "Tell me, who's the prophet Isaiah is talking about? Is he talking about himself, or is he talking about somebody else?" And so the door is wide open for Philip to continue to share the good news with this man. And so he begins using this passage from the Bible and tells him the good news about Jesus. And because Philip explained the Bible to this man, he now understands. And so he sees some water and says, "Well, why shouldn't I be baptized?" He gives orders for the chariot to be stopped. He and Philip climb out. Philip takes the man down to the water and baptizes him. And so the man's life is changed forever because he believed in Jesus. He now understands what God had written in Isaiah about Jesus. He believed in Jesus, and so his sins were forgiven. And to show that he was truly a believer in Jesus, he was then immediately baptized. And this particular man had a really important job in Ethiopia, working for the queen. And because Philip was immediately obedient to God's instructions, this court official returns to Ethiopia as a believer in Jesus. We've got no idea how many people's lives could be changed by believing in Jesus. But imagine just for a moment what it would be like if, or what might have happened if Philip didn't obey immediately and just traveled past this man. Perhaps the chariot would have just continued on its way and the Ethiopian man would have returned to his country, never having heard about Jesus in the first place. And so Philip's example of actually going out there and doing something about it teaches us the importance of believing the voice of Jesus when he speaks to us. We don't know how God is working in the lives of those around us. So let's pray that each day we will listen carefully for God's instructions and be quick to obey what he tells us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.